Chapter 33, Marriage 2, The Importance of Matrimonial Consent. The marriage contract and the sacrament of matrimony are constituted by the consent of the parties. Therefore, this consent is vitally important. If it is not there, there is no marriage. Matrimonial consent is defined as an act of the will by which each party gives and accepts the perpetual and exclusive right to actions, which are in themselves fitted for the generation of children. The marriage consent agreement must be manifested externally, must be mutual and simultaneous, and must be free and deliberate. It presupposes certain knowledge, just as the consent to any other contract does. Therefore, ignorance or error may, in very exceptional cases, invalidate the consent and therefore the marriage. Moreover, there are other conditions attached to the consent which may invalidate the contract. In these days of divorce and birth prevention, there is a danger that these other conditions are being attached more frequently. But in regard to any particular marriage, only ecclesiastical authority is competent to decide on the validity or invalidity of the marriage contract. If the suspicion should arise that there was defect in the consent of the parties to a Catholic marriage, the matter must be referred to the competent authority within the Church, usually through one's parish priest. Formalities demanded by the Church. Because consent is so important, the Church demands that it be given publicly and with certain legal formalities. Just as the state regulates civil contracts, so the Church regulates spiritual contracts, one of which is marriage. The law of the Council of Trent is that Catholics must marry before the parish priest, or some other priest delegated by him, and two witnesses. In virtue of the Ne Temere decree, which came into force at Easter 1908, that law of the Council of Trent, which had not been observed in England, owing to the peculiar circumstances of the Catholics after the Reformation, became obligatory, and it now applies throughout the whole Church. Baptized non-Catholics contracting marriages among themselves are exempt from the law. The practical result of the decree of 1908 is that Catholics married in registry offices or Protestant churches are not married in the sight of the Church or in the sight of God, and therefore not at all. To live as man and wife after attempting such a marriage is to live in a state of grave sin. The penalty of excommunication, which was traditionally imposed for this sin and was covered in the 1917 Code of Canon Law, was lifted in the 1983 Code. Since Vatican II, 1962-65, however, the Catholic Church has allowed Catholics to marry non-Catholics in a Protestant church, so long as a duly authorized Catholic priest is present as an official witness for the Church and to confirm publicly that the Catholic Church approves of and sanctions this particular marriage because all Church requirements for a valid and licit, legal by Church law, marriage have been met. This allowance by the Church is a public recognition that it is the two parties to the marriage who confer the sacrament of matrimony on one another. The normal requirement for Catholics to be married before a priest and two witnesses is to allow the Church the opportunity to ensure that the marrying couple understand the nature and obligations of marriage, plus the rights of the partners thereto, that no impediments to the marriage contract exist, that a valid, licit marriage takes place, and that the marrying couple receive the official blessing of the Church from the priest. Impediments, derriment, and impeding. In order to safeguard the sacred contract of the sacrament of matrimony, the Church includes in her law a list of the impediments to marriage. By an impediment, we mean anything that makes the celebration of a marriage either unlawful, termed an impeding impediment, or invalid, termed a derriment impediment. Some of the impediments result from the natural law, others merely from ecclesiastical law. It is beyond the scope of these instructions to provide details of the theology concerned with matrimonial impediments. We must content ourselves with the list as given by Cardinal Gasparri in his catechism. Those who are interested may obtain further details from any manual of moral theology or canon law. The dirimunt in validating impediments which render a marriage null are age, impotence, that is antecedent to the marriage and perpetual, a bond arising from an already existing marriage, diversity of religion when one of the parties is not baptized, holy orders, solemn profession in a religious order, abduction, crime, consanguinity, being close relatives, affinity, relation by marriage, public decency, e.g., an invalid marriage or a public or notorious cohabitation, spiritual relationship arising from baptism, and legal relationship due to adoption in countries, that is, where the civil law regards this as a dirimunt impediment to marriage. The impeding impediments which render a marriage unlawful, though still valid, are a simple vow, either of virginity or of perpetual chastity, or not to marry, or of receiving holy orders, or of embracing the religious life, difference of religion in the parties concerned, both of whom are baptized, legal kinship arising from adoption in those countries, that is, where the civil law regards this as an impediment to marriage.